This is New England Public Radio News. The Berkshire Innovation Center is officially open. One of its goals is to help companies keep pace with changing technology. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports an even bigger goal is to attract talented workers to the area.
The new Innovation Center has an open feel to it. Lots of glass, natural light, with views of nearby mountains. The kind of space Ben Sosny, the executive director, hopes will not only inspire new ideas, but forge human connections.
Where people come together and collide and talk about what they're doing in a sort of safe, neutral territory and start brainstorming that next thing and breaking down some of the barriers to growth.
The center, which cost about $14 million, is built where part of the former General Electric plant once stood. About $1.5 million came from the city of Pittsfield and the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority. Chairman of the board, Stephen Boyd, predicts the center will fuel what he calls the community's innovative spirit.
Platform that allows businesses to come in and collaborate and co-develop product or to use equipment in a cooperative way that allow them to rapidly accelerate their ideas.
The center even has a room called the Rapid Prototyping Lab. Sosny points out it's 3D printers.
This is a place to come and quickly take a vision of a product, go from napkin to first iteration of a product very rapidly, and then throw it out and start over and throw it out and start over till you get that form in the right way.
It's not the place to go into mass production of a new product, but to hone the design. Sosny shows off an example, a bicycle chain that would normally be made up of many small parts.
It's quite remarkable because it bends and moves just like a real, your typical bicycle chain, but it's actually 3D printed in one shot.
The nonprofit center is member-based. It includes about 30 companies and academic institutions. General Dynamics is a member, and much newer companies like Dive Technologies, which is designing an underwater autonomous vehicle.
It's really like a drone for the ocean, so it's a large data collection device, essentially.
CEO Sam Russo says the vehicles could be used by the military and energy companies. He's using the center's 3D printers for early prototyping, and he has a bigger goal.
It allows us to have a small footprint here in the Berkshires, eventually hire manufacturing technicians that take up space here, and then ideally we'd have a production facility a couple years from now here in the Berkshires.
One challenge to companies in the Berkshires is attracting and retaining skilled workers in the region. Sosny says the center wants to help meet that demand.
We want to expose the students in our public school systems the opportunities that are here.
Sosny says the center will also provide facilities for training, such as a simulation lab that uses virtual reality. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.